11 minutes to 10. So almost a fifth of young British Asians think that if a woman's behaviour dishonours her family, she deserves to be physically punished, the poll for BBC Panorama has discovered. Of 500 young Asians questioned, 18% said behaviour, including disobeying their father, going out in the evening unaccompanied, and wanting to leave an existing or prearranged marriage, were reasonable justifications for physical punishment. Now, the lead prosecutor on honour crime says more needs to be done with Asian communities to prevent these violent acts. Earlier this morning, I spoke to Panorama reporter Jane Corbin.
Well, these are crimes committed mainly by the South Asian and the Middle Eastern communities here in this country as a way of punishing behaviour that is seen as dishonourable. And that could be anything from having a boyfriend, disobeying your father, wanting to leave a marriage, you know, marrying someone your family considers unacceptable. These crimes can involve kidnap, forced imprisonment, and even at the extremes, rape or murder. They often take place behind closed doors, and the victims are usually women. Panorama carried out a poll of 500 young British Asians, men and women, to find out what they thought of honour crimes. 69% agreed that families should live according to the concept of honour. And at first, only 6% of the total said it was right to physically punish a woman who brings dishonour on her family. But that went up to 18%, nearly one in five, when they were presented with a specific list: disobeying a father, marrying someone unacceptable, wanting to end a marriage. No one really knows how many honour crimes there are in this country. The latest survey of police force statistics found over 2,800 a year, and that's nearly eight a day. And that doesn't even include a quarter of forces who just didn't respond.
And you spoke to several women who'd been the victims of honour crimes. What sort of stories did you hear?
Well, many of the stories are deeply distressing. One teenager was stabbed and thrown into a canal, another imprisoned in her own home. Kawal came to this country as a young bride from Pakistan, but she was abused by her husband and his family, and in the end, she fled to a woman's refuge.
My mother-in-law hit me so hard in the face that blood poured from my ear. I didn't know anything about the outside world. I couldn't speak the language. I didn't know anything about money. They kept me a prisoner in the house. Once I was locked in the upstairs bedroom for 13 days. I thought the only way I'm going to get out is through the upstairs window or by killing myself.
Suicide rates amongst South Asian women in Britain are three times the national average. The only group with a similar figure are soldiers returning from Afghanistan.
So is enough being done to prevent honour crime?
Well, Nazia Afzal, who is himself a British Asian, is the lead prosecutor for honour crimes at the Crown Prosecution Service. And he told me we're just not taking the issue of honour crimes seriously enough.
It needs to be said that the vast majority that we see involve the Muslim community, of which I'm a member. My view is that there's no place for multicultural sensitivity in this situation. This is something that we cannot tolerate.
And campaigners believe as well that the Asian community needs to take the lead in changing attitudes and preventing honour crime. Jasvinda Sangera of Karma Nirvana set up a helpline for women threatened with or suffering domestic abuse because of honour.
I've yet to see community leaders, religious leaders, Asian councillors, politicians give real leadership on this. They don't, because they know it makes them unpopular. They know this is happening. And to know that significant abuse in your communities is happening and not to demonstrate real leadership on this is extremely irresponsible. It's morally wrong.
And you can hear more on that story in Panorama, Britain's Crimes of Honour, tonight at 8:30 on BBC One.
Mike Parr.
BBC Tees.
And listening to that with me, my guest this morning, Erica Royal, co-owner of the Village Bakery, and Martin Graham, who works for the Cyrenians in the borough. Astonishing, then, isn't it?
Frightening. Terrifying. I mean, for me, the biggest thing that jumps out is this honour crime notion. It's complete contradiction in terms, isn't it? There's nothing honourable about punishing someone in that way, regardless of the circumstances.
I wasn't aware it was that high, eight a day, eight crimes a day, that's...
And that's what's being reported.
Yeah, that's substantial, tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Let's talk then to Yasmin Khan from the Middlesbrough Black and Minority Ethnic Community Network. Yasmin, good morning.
Good morning.
Does it surprise you that so many British Asians think this way?
I think I'm a little surprised. I think the percentage that was quoted this morning is a little bit higher than I probably would have imagined. So, yeah, a little bit surprised. You know, we've been in England, you would think that the views would be a bit more liberal. And, you know, but obviously that's the case in many, but quite worryingly, still a number of people hold those views. So, yes, it is worrying.
Yeah, so if you disobey your father or if you want to leave a marriage, that kind of physical punishment would take place within the Asian community back home?
I think we're in a very small danger of generalising, but there are traditional views, and some of them based on culture, some of them based on religion. Unfortunately, you have to accept, and this is where the leadership issue within the community comes across, we have to accept it is a problem. It's not something that people are generally proud of, but I think action needs to be taken. If people do commit, you know, Western ideologies and live them out, then to be punished for them is something that's not right, and it should really be condemned.
So this raises the whole question then, Yasmin, doesn't it, of whether we, Britain, should interfere in other people's cultures?
I think when it comes to violence, I think there's a definite need for, you know, the justice systems to intervene, because if you go to another country, you are living by the law of that country. And similarly, if people are in the UK, they must abide by British law, and British law has to be, you know, viewed upon very seriously. It's a criminal act. You cannot impose violence on people. And for reasons such as honour, there's just no right or wrong about it. It's wrong. You shouldn't be allowed to get away with it.
Let me introduce you to Erica and Martin, who are listening at this end as my studio guests this morning.
Hiya.
Hi.
I was just wondering, I mean, regardless of religion and regardless of culture, it's basic human rights at the end of the day, isn't it? If you keep somebody imprisoned or if you don't allow them freedom of speech or anything like that. And that's not just an English law, not just a British law, that's sort of like the world over. So given that, does that sort of thing still happen back at home?
I think it's fair to say, I think you've heard from some of the interviews earlier on today, that it does happen. I mean, you have to stand up and be quite firm about the fact that it does happen in the community. It does happen abroad, but what's worrying is, obviously, we're living in this country, and it's happening in this country. I mean, today, in terms of the figures that were quoted this morning, 2,800 per year on a killings and violence that's associated with that, and that's what you get reported. Can you imagine with all the other crimes, the number of cases that aren't reported, people are suffering in silence? You know, action has to be taken, and the right action has to be taken.
And Yasmin, have you had any experience of anything like this then?
I'm, you know, again, I being quite frank and speaking about these issues now they've been brought to the surface, is, of course, there are people in the community that you're aware of, things that are happening, but unfortunately the truth comes out after a situation is at its worst. So to say it happens is most definitely, yes, we do have traditional communities, and I think even if you don't have traditional communities, the fact that it happens locally is quite frightening. I mean, we're in Middlesbrough, the northeast of England, and, you know, you do have traditional communities, and the fact that it occurs, you can't really put your finger on exactly. You don't want to interfere with people's families, but when you hear about things afterwards, you do often ask the question in terms of advocates in the community.
But do you know,
could it be something that could have been done?
I'm just thinking, if you know that this is going on next door to you, and you ring the police to report an assault because of an honour crime like this, what sort of line will the police take?
I think the police only can, they act in terms of British law, and criminal proceedings can be taken as a result. But I think in terms of the support services for victims, I think there's a huge gap. So I think that, you know, there's something that needs to be done there from agencies, not just one single agency, but, you know, people who need to be rehoused, people who need advice on the benefits they might receive or may not be receiving. So I think it's a case of the police can only take certain action, but I think there's a lot of responsibility from other organisations that need to provide the services that are needed for people and victims and families.
And like you say, Yasmin, after the fact is too late. And the fact that these statistics stack up the way that they do, it surely means that something's got to be done before to educate young people in terms of why these attitudes are wrong, not just under British law, but why they're fundamentally wrong morally. So kind of involving the police and involving community leaders when it's happened, when we know there's a problem, is kind of like after the horse has bolted, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a case. I think you've hit the nail on the head there. I think it's a case of raising the awareness of the issues that they actually exist. I agree that there needs to be some community leadership, but in partnership with that, I think agencies need to recognise that their services need to reflect those kind of situations as they arise.
Okay, Yasmin, thank you very much indeed. Yasmin Khan there from the Middlesbrough Black and Minority Ethnic Community Network. It does raise the whole issue, doesn't it, of whether we should interfere in other people's cultures. It's the law of the land, of course, that you can't assault people in this country, but within the Asian community, even young British Asians think that if a woman's behaviour dishonours her family, then she deserves to be physically punished. More on this on Panorama tonight. You can call me in the meantime if you've got a view on this. Maybe you've experienced it. 01642 22 5511.